奉主耶稣圣名，一起来学习道理。
In the name of Jesus, I'd like to learn the words of God.
我们欢喜快乐的可以继续在教会一起来学习。
We joyfully gather here in the sanctuary to learn the words of God.
那希望我们在网络上的同龄也能够预备一个敬虔的心来学习圣经里面神的教导。
If somehow you are unable to come to the church, we hope you can also study the words of God with a reverent heart.
我们来看诗篇第三十五篇。
Let's turn to a scroll Psalm chapter 35.
诗篇三十五篇。
Psalm 35.
我们来请读第十节。
Verse 10.
诗篇三十五篇第十节。
Psalm 35 verse 10.
我的骨头都要说，主啊，谁能像你救护困苦人脱离那比他强壮的，救护困苦穷乏人脱离那抢夺他的。
The verse 10, all my bones shall say, Lord, who is like you, delivering the poor from him who is too strong for him, yes, the poor and the needy from him who plunders him.
你看这里是我们今天晚上这个题目从这里来，主啊，谁能够像你来施行拯救。
And so the topic of this evening's sharing is Lord, who is like you, delivering.
因为困苦的人穷乏的，他们没有依靠，他们只要愿意来投靠主，主就做他们的依靠了。
And those who are poor and needy, even though they have no one to rely on, if they come to the Lord, then God will be their reliance.
那这个作者他说，我的骨头都要说。
He says that even my bones shall say.
这个骨头都会说话，这个就是从内心里面所发出来的那个真实的那样的一个赞美跟歌颂。
It means that this is from within himself, not just from the heart, even his bones will declare these words.
那前面一节第九节说，我的心必靠主快乐，靠他的救恩高兴。
Verse 9 says, And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord, it shall rejoice in his salvation.
我的心，他现在可以因着神而喜乐满足了。
That his heart could be joyful because of God.
是因为已经经历了神的拯救了吗？
And that he has experienced the salvation from God.
那现在进一步的说，从我的骨头都要这样子宣告，没有一个其他的救主能够像我今天所依靠的这个神这样子来帮助我了。
He says that even his bones shall declare that no God is like you.
所以诗篇第三十五篇呢，这是大卫的诗歌。
And so Psalm 35 is written by David.
那这篇诗歌，我们在读的时候，一开始就会发现说，哇，他这个人心里面一开始的时候似乎是讲了很多恨不得那个敌人都做这样子遭难的那个话语。
So in the beginning, it seems that David was hoping that God would bring curses on his enemies.
因为他求神来为他征战。
Therefore, he asked God to fight for him.
因为有人在一直在寻索他的命，要置他于死地的。
There were people who were seeking his life.
他现在求神来做他的抵挡，就是来为他挡住这个仇敌的追杀。
And so he asked God to protect him from the pursuit of the enemies.
好，那他现在，因为我们中文翻译把它翻第四节说，愿第五节，愿他们像风前的糠，有神的使者来赶逐他们。
Verse 5, he says, Let them be like chaff before the wind.
那神的那个使者
And let the angels of the Lord chase them.
那这个神的使者就跟前面那个风是一样的，因为神以风为使者嘛。
And so angel of the Lord, it's just like the mighty wind.
就把这些空的东西，这些敌，讲的是敌人，把他们都吹走。
and blow these chaffs away, like blow away the enemies.
然后第六节说，愿他们的道路又暗又乏，有主的使者来追赶他们。
Verse 6, let their ways be dark and slippery, and let the angels of the Lord pursue them.
其实我们会看到 这一篇 诗篇、哦、他在说明当时候大卫的心情，但是当他懂得来投靠这位救主的时候，他的整个心就开了。
And so here it shows how David asking God for something, but when he began to rely on God, his heart opened.
那三十五篇这个是在诗歌在诗篇里面、啊、被归纳作所谓的咒诅诗的一篇，就是说他就是在求神、啊、去惩罚这些敌人，这些作恶的人。
And so Psalm 35 is considered.A type of psalm that bring curses to the enemy.
啊，就是让这些作恶不懂得敬畏神的哈，而且还是去逼迫这个义人的哈，啊，最好都遭灾，让他们自尝啊这个啊苦果，就是他们啊知道说他们做的事情是恶的，让他们自己尝一尝。
And that they would know what they have done is evil, and they should taste the fruit of their own evil.
这其实在说明作诗人他的心情。
So this shows the mentality of the psalmist at the time.
那也在说明他相信神一定是可以为他啊主持公道、为他伸冤的神。
And that he also believed that God could perform the vengeance for him.
那作诗人本身他就不会自己去要为自己啊用自己的手段去报复啊他的对敌。
Because vengeance is of the Lord, therefore he doesn't have to seek vengeance himself.
所以他就把这些所有的愁苦、啊、不满、啊、都把他带到神面前来跟神倾诉。
So he brought all these sorrows and discontent and pleads before God.
那就让我们看到说，这个作者当时他是受到什么样的压迫？他其实觉得说快要活不下去了，但是来到神面前，他有希望的。
So we can see that even though he thought his life was about to end, but when he came to the Lord, there is hope.
那这一篇诗的这个背景在撒母耳记上的二十四章。
So the background of the psalm was recorded in Samuel 24.
就是撒母耳记上二十四章，我们来看一下。
First Samuel chapter 24.
撒母耳记上二十四章。
First Samuel chapter 24.
我们如果来啊读一下第二。二十四章的第十五节。
First Samuel, chapter 24, let's read verse 25.
第十五节。
Excuse me, verse 15.
这个是扫罗在追杀大卫的时候。
This is when King Saul was pursuing David.
大卫藏在这个隐基底的洞里面，扫罗自己跑进来。
And so David was hiding in a cave.And Saul went into the cave.
那本来大卫有机会去杀扫罗的。
And so David had had opportunities to kill Saul.
但是他出于敬畏神的心，他不敢。
But because David was a God-fearing man, so he did not do so.
好，那他让扫罗平安出去。
And so Saul was able to leave the cave unharmed.
然后之后，你看。从第八节就看到他就呼叫扫罗王。
And so then David spoke to Saul in the distance.
然后就跟他说，第十节说，今日你亲眼看见在洞中主将你交在我的手中，有人叫我杀你，我却爱惜你，说我不敢伸手害我的主，因为他是神的受膏者。
Where it says, look, this day your eyes have seen that the Lord delivered you today into my hands in the cave, and someone urged me to kill you, but my eye spared you, and I said, I will not stretch out my hand against my Lord, for he is the Lord's anointed.
然后第十一节就开始称我父啊，你看，我没有，本来就没有这个恶意要背叛你，你为什么这样苦苦来追杀我？为什么？
Moreover, my father, see, yes, see the corner of your robe in your hand, I did not intend to kill you or rebel against you.
然后第十二节他就讲，愿主在 你我中间判断是非。
He said, let the Lord judge between you and me.
好，第十三节说，古人有句俗语说了哈，恶事出于恶人，那我却不亲手加害于你。
As the proverb of the ancient said, wickedness proceeds from the wicked, but my hand shall not be against you.
那其实大卫这个时候是反过来说，恶事出于恶人呢。如果是恶人的话，一定会做恶事。但是我今天不是恶人，所以我没有做恶事。你现在活着，证明我不是恶人。
And so what David was saying was, a wicked person would do wicked things. The fact that I did not hurt you today prove that I am not a wicked person.
哦，那所以你没有理由这样子一直要追杀我啊。
Therefore, there's no reason for you to come after my life.
所以第十四节才说，以色列王出来要寻找谁呢？追赶谁呢？不过是追赶一条死狗啊！啊，一只个找就是了。就是我根本不值得你这样子，精兵这样子动员全体的军人来追杀我啊
！He said, "After whom has the king of Israel come out?" Whom do you pursue? A dead dog? A flea?
第十五节才说，愿主在你我中间施行审判，断定是非，并且鉴察，为我伸冤，救我脱离你的手。
Therefore, let the Lord be judge and judge between you and me, and see and plead my case and deliver me out of your hand.
那这个就是在这样的一个背景底下啊，三十五篇应该跟这个状况有关系的。
And so, Psalm 35 was written under this background.
对大卫来说，他一直认为说，扫罗会这样子很异常的来追杀他，一定是在后面有谁哈说了谗言，就是第九节说的，你为何听信人的谗言，说大卫想要害你呢
？And so David thought that for Saul to mistake him his loyalty. It must mean that someone had spoken falsely against David.
也就是说，扫罗王应该是被人家讲那些闲言闲语啊，蒙骗了，所以他才误以为大卫就是一个恶人啊，是要追杀他的。
That is, Saul must be deceived by others in speaking false accusations against David.
但是我们如果读圣经，我们现在看着那个圣经里面的记录，我们就知道说，其实真正的原因是那个扫罗离弃了神，被那个恶魔干扰，他自己根本就是已经是异常的人了。
But the truth of the matter is that Saul was bothered by the evil spirit. He had became a abnormal person.
当然，扫罗身边一定也会有一些人是趁这个机会想要把大卫推倒，然后借机会得利益的。
Of course, there are people who are also looking for opportunity, to overthrow David.
所以有些人说一些谗言是可能的。
So it is quite possible, people may falsely accuse David.
但是真正的原因，我们知道说，其实是这个从这个邪灵的干扰所导致这个扫罗整个人，他像一个疯子一样。
But the root cause was that King Saul.Was bothered by the evil spirit, and therefore he mentally became unstable.
那扫罗又不是说像那个一直都是被邪灵这样占据的人，所以他就好像是一个被鬼附着的，也不是，有时候好，有时候又不好。
And so, sometimes his conscience is clear. Other times, when the evil spirit came upon him, he would act very violently and pursue the life of David.
那我们就看到这个邪灵如果干扰一个人哦，这个人哦就很可怜了。
And so, if a person is bothered by evil spirit, how pitiful is that person?
他就没有办法做正确的判断呢。
He would be unable to make a clear judgment.
他甚至把对他有恩的人把他当作仇人。
He even treat those who show mercy to them to him as enemies.
但是反过来对那些哈、哦、心怀不轨的，就是这些内心有奸诈人，反正把他当作好朋友了。
But he will treat the deceitful people as a people of integrity and honesty.
那在这种情况底下，大卫，你看他逃亡，他其实内心充满无奈，因为他没有办法让扫罗王真正了解说。他内心是何等的为这个王本身这个很忧虑，他 他事实上是失去了他自己的。
And so, David had to run away, to save his own life. But at the same time, he was concerned, that King Saul had lost his way.
那在他的诗篇里面，我们就看出许多他这样的一个心情。那他求神能够鉴察，来做公正的审判。
And so, in 1 Samuel chapter 24, David prayed to God, asking God, to be the right judge.
那现在看回来三十五篇。
So let's turn back to Psalm 35.
他这篇其实，经文还蛮长的，它有二十八节。
It's kind of long. It's got 28 verses.
这跟大卫一般在写他的诗歌哈，像我们说诗篇二十三篇呢，它很简短的六节。想出了很多经典的话，但是在这一篇里面，它是长的经文。如果比较起来
，so comparing with other songs, this is considered one of the longer one.
那但是它其实是在说明一个事实，就是说他现在经历了神的拯救了，因为这个是事后他写的，他把他当时的心情表达，让我们了解说，我们应当要怎么样来专心依靠这位可以拯救的神。没有人可以像他的。
But David was telling a story, and because this was written after the fact, so it was a recollection of his mindset and suffering at the time.
所以最后我们在这里面看到有三节，基本上都是同样的意义，就是在歌颂神的拯救。他最后是在赞美神的。
And so, in three.Areas or three occasions, we can see a repeated pattern where David praised God.
你看第十节就是说，
For example,
我的骨头都要说，有谁像主你这样子来救困苦人脱离危险呢？
And says, Lord, who is like you, delivering the poor from him.
好，我们现在看第十八节。
Also, in verse 18,
我在大会中要称谢你，在众民中我要赞美你。
Verse 18 says, I will give you thanks in the great assembly. I will praise you among many people.
他最后是要不管怎么样，他要歌颂赞美神。
And so, no matter what, he shall give thanks to God.
第二十八节。
Verse 28.
我的舌头要终日论说你的公义，时常赞美你。
Verse 28, it says that, and my tongue shall speak of your righteousness, and of your praise all the day long.
那就看到说他这个 三节里面就把这个诗分成三段，那个每一个段落他都用这样子感谢赞美来结束的。
And so, there are three sections, in this psalm, and each was ended, with praise.
他一开始这一段他求神说，神啊，你来为我征战啊。
So, in the first section, he asked God to battle for him.
求神你帮助我，因为我自己没有办法去跟我的仇敌对抗。
Asking God to help him because he could not fight against the enemy.
所以你看第一节，他两次求神，你起来跟他们征战，你跟他们。
So he asked God to fight against those who fight against me.
第二节说你起来帮助我。
And stand up for my help.
第三节。说你拿出你的枪来抵挡那个追赶我的，你亲自当我的那个保护者。
And draw out the spear and stop those who pursue me.
然后第三节说，求你对我的灵魂说，我是拯救你的。
Say to my soul, I am your salvation.
这说明大卫他是何等的相信说主会为他征战，是成为他的帮助。
And so David believed that God will fight for him.
其实这个都在说明他对神的信心的。
And so this illustrates his faith in God.
那他第四节以后就很多的愿，一连串的愿，这些仇敌最后能够受到审判的。
And so from verse 4 and on, he starts with let, which is his wish. For the various things happen to the enemy.
就是这作恶的人啊，这些不行公义的人啊，最后都要蒙羞退后的。
That is, those who practice evil shall be put to shame.
那他们那个路哦，就是又暗又滑，所以他们的路不会平坦，不会顺。
And that their ways will be full of darkness.
然后第八节说
Verse 8，
第八节说愿灾祸忽然临到他们的身上啊，让他们暗设的网罗缠住自己。
Let destruction come upon him unexpectedly, and let his nets that he has hidden catch himself.
啊，那就是说他自己挖坑，自己掉在里面。
And that he into that very destruction let him fall.
那这个这个就是表达他当时候哈，其实对是恶人作恶哈，他其实是受害，他知道这样不好，但是。恶人如果没有自己尝到苦果，他们就一直以为说，啊，他们是 OK 的了。
And so, for if the evil doers, were not punished, perhaps they would continue on with their evil ways.
但是如果那个啊作恶的人哈、啊、遭遇刑罚了啊，他就会醒悟说啊，这个人家说善有善报，恶有恶报是真的。
And so, but if they were punished, perhaps they can be awakened from the evil way and realizing that they will be punished.
那其实我们在信仰过程当中、哦、有时候我们会经历这样的一个挣扎，就是说，行善的人，遵行天父旨意的，好像没有像我们所期待的说，哦，都很顺利啊，都很蒙福啊。那作恶的也不一定说就遇到灾难或者是很痛苦，有时候。好像倒过来了。
Sometimes we saw that those who practice righteousness may not prosper as what the Lord promised, and those who do evil they were not punished according to what Bible say they would.
那这个时候对信神人来说是一个考验呢。
And so during this period it is a trial for the believers.
就是我要不要再继续？相信这样的神，然后照他所说的话去做。
That is, should I continue to believe in this God and follow His words?
如果我们对神认识不清楚的，或者是我们所追求的只是这个眼前的好处，这个人的信心可能就因此动摇。
And so, if our understanding of God is not deep, or if we only seek after the goodies from God, then perhaps our faith will be shaken.
但是我们要了解，神是不会改变的。
But we know that God changes not.
那神有他的时候
God has his own timing.
所以当我们照神的话去做的时候，有时候还没有得到我们所期待的，千万不能够动摇。
And so before God's time we should not yield our faith.
好，那所以在诗篇里面，我们如果看第九篇，这是一样大卫写过的诗。
And so for example we can see from Psalm chapter 9
大卫他经历了神的拯救之后，他就一直记得说要去述说神的美德跟他奇妙作为。
And so after we see blessing from God, he wants to praise God and remember his marvelous deeds.
看第十三节，九篇第十三节。
Chapter 9, verse 13.
主啊，你是从死门把我提拔起来的，求你怜恤我，看那恨我的人所加给我的苦难。
Have mercy on me, O Lord. Consider my trouble from those who hate me, you who lift me up from the gates of death.
十四节说，好叫我述说你一切的美德，我必在锡安城的门因你的救恩欢乐。
That I might tell of all your praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion, I will rejoice in your salvation.
十五节说，外邦人陷在自己所掘的坑中，他们的脚在自己暗设的网罗里缠住了。
The nations have sunk down in the pit which they made, in the net which they hid, their own foot is caught.
十六节，主已经将自己显明了，他已施行审判，恶人被自己所做的缠住了。
The Lord is known by the judgment he executes, the wicked is snared in the work of his own hands.
这里其实这个是已经你看大卫他这个歌颂、欢呼、赞美神的这个。这个诗篇呢
，And so this is a psalm of praise by David.
他要传扬，他说他要传扬神一切奇妙作为。
And so he says he shall proclaim the marvelous work of God.
那他在哪里？他说我要在锡安城门因你的救恩欢乐，就是在神的城啊，在他的圣山。
And that he shall be joyful in the holy city of God.
那这些。外邦人，其实他这里讲的外邦人是那个忘记神那个恶人，就是第十七节讲的这些恶人呢、啊。
And so the wicked are the people who do not believe in God or forget God.
就是他们不会 去做神要的人做的那个公义 正确的事。
And they fail to practice justice that God desires people to do.
最后是自己做的事情把自己绑住，就是自己被罪恶绑住了，捆绑了。
But instead, they were ensnared by their own evil schemes.
所以恶人他做出恶事，最后害到的是自己。
And so the evil that they commit turn against themselves.
那一样，现在在三十五篇，大卫他说他 用这个怨他们做什么？这个其实在期待说神的这个公义最后能够伸张，让恶人他们能够去遭受应当受到 的惩罚。
And so in Psalm 35, David asked God to let the wicked receive what they deserve.
好，那但是他呢，他已经经历了神的拯救，所以他现在心里边欢喜快乐。
But he was delivered by God, therefore he is full of joy and happiness.
那也就是说，他之前期待神说：“神啊，你要对我怜悯，说我是拯救你的。”现在他经历了神的拯救，说：“是的，主啊，你是救我的神。
”And so he asked God to help him. But afterwards he said, "Yes, indeed, God did help me."
你看我们在读圣经的时候，你会看到许多的那个神的作为是相关的。这句话其实在出埃及记的第十五章，以色列百姓过红海的时候，他们曾经这样 唱过歌的。
And so when the Israelites were leaving Egypt, they also sang in a song similar teachings.
出埃及记十五章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 15.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
在红海的另外一边。
On the other side of the Red Sea,
他们回头去看在水里面的这些所有的埃及的军兵。
And so they look back the Egyptian soldiers in the sea.
所有的这些车辆马兵，所有的武器全部都浮在这个岸边水上受死了。
And so all the Egyptian army were drowned in the water.
第十一节说：“主啊，众神之中谁能像你？谁能像你至圣至荣，可颂可畏，施行其事呢？”
Verse 11: Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders?
跳过去看第十三节。
Let's jump to verse 13.
你凭慈爱领了你所赎的百姓，你凭能力引他们到了你的圣所。
You in your mercy have led forth the people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them in your strength to your holy habitation.
他们其实还没有到，但是他们已经看到说，接下去他们已经要到神所应许给他们的这个流奶隐秘的美地，在那里去建筑神的圣所，敬拜他的。
Even though they have not arrived, but they can see that they shall arrive in the Promised Land, the land of flowing milk and honey.
那在这个地方，他们可以享受神的慈爱，他们可以得到安息，也能够去歌颂赞美神，他是信实的。
And there they may rest and have peace and joy and give praise to God.
那最后他们说，神是我们的王，直到永永远远。
And that God shall be our King forever and ever.
那这个就是那个经历神的拯救之后所发出的颂赞吗？
And so this is the praise after they experience the salvation of God.
那是群体性的，因为那是整个以色列百姓共同唱的，因为他们亲眼看到了神的作为。
And so everyone sang the song because they witnessed the miraculous works of God.
但是这样的一个群体性 的信仰，最后要落实到每一个个人的心里面去了。
But even though they sang this together, but individually, they should have its own conviction.
大卫他就让这个信仰真的落实在他的生命里，所以他最后从他的心、他的骨头说：“有哪一个神能够像我的神这样子施行拯救？没有。”
And so David has this conviction in his heart. Therefore, he says, my bones shall declare that no God is like you.
那大卫他要能够经历神的这样的一个拯救，我们看到说大卫本身他不是那种那个不管神的吩咐的人，他是很在意去遵行神的话的人哦。
And David, he pay attention to obeying God's words.
我们今天有时候我们就没有想到说我们自己对神的话他的对我们的要求我们做了多少，但是总是在困难的时候我们都会期待说主啊你就无条件你要帮助我，你这样才叫做神。
And so sometimes we neglect the fact that we have not been obeying God, but we do expect God to help us unconditionally in our times of needs.
也就是说我们通常对神要求很高，但是我们对我们自己要求很少。
That is perhaps our expectations of God, it's at the level of God, but our expectations of ourselves is lower than ourselves.
我们想想如果不要讲神就讲人就好了，这样子公义吗？
And so, if that is our mentality, maybe it's a bit unfair.
我们如果期待爱一个人，我们要得到一个人的爱，我们如果没有相对去付出，我们又有什么立场去期待说别人你应该爱我更多？
And so, if we don't give love, then how do you expect to get love?
所以你看我们在读主耶稣的福音的时候，他讲了一个一般所有的社会人都会共同同意的，就是所谓的圣经的金科玉律，就是这个就是君祭的哈，那个都不会改变的那个格言呢。
And so we all heard the so-called golden rule.
那句话是什么
？Which is
我们看路加福音第七章。
So Luke chapter 7.
路加福音，我们要别人怎么待我们，我们就是要怎么待别人嘛。
So we should treat others as how we want to be treated.
是不是在马太福音第五章是不是
？Matthew chapter 5.
我们需要别人怎么待我们，我们就需要怎么先去待别人呢
？And so if we want how, you know, if we want to be treated certain ways by others, then we should treat others the same way.
是不是？我们今天如果期待别人说，哎，你对我好，那我一定要先对你好啊。
So if we expect others to treat us well, maybe we should treat others well first.
那我们今天如果期待说主啊，你来拯救我，但是我们对神的要求却一点都不会在意的时候，其实我们事实上是对神不公义的。
And so, if we expect God to help us unconditionally, and yet we fail to live up to His expectations, and then perhaps this is not a very just request.
你要看大卫他是怎么生活的。
So, if we can see the life of David,
我们来看诗篇二三十五篇。
If we turn back to Psalm 35,
第三十五篇第十一节以后
，from 11 and on,
他现在。求神来拯救他。
And so he asked God to help him.
他说，第十二节
，verse 12，
他们向我以恶报善，使我的灵魂孤苦。
Verse 12， they reward me evil for good to the sorrow of my soul.
第十三节，至于我，当他们有病的时候，我就穿麻衣，进食，刻苦己心，我所求的归到自己的怀中了。
But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled myself with fasting, and my prayer would return to my own heart.
十四节说，我这样行，好像他是我的朋友，我的弟兄。我屈身悲哀，如同人为母亲哀痛。
I pace about as though he were my friend or brother. I bow down heavily as one who mourns for his mother.
这个就是我们看到大卫他是怎么样去对待人的。
So that's how David treats others.
那甚至当人以恶相报的时候，他是怎么来持守纯正的
？And when others repay him with evil, how did he keep his integrity?
因为在第十五节就看到 现在我在患难当中，他们却欢喜，大家聚集要来攻击我了。
Verse 15 said, but in my adversity, they rejoice and gather together. Attackers gather against me.
我们就看到说，大卫他特别提到说，他们有病的时候，我是怎么为他们来祈求的，甚至进食祷告。
David said that when they were sick, I was worried, and I even fasting prayer for them.
所以他甚至是为那些对他不好的人祷告，求神能够怜悯啊，让他们病可以得医治啊。
So he prayed for the sick. Hopefully, God can heal them.
好，我对他们就好像他们是我的朋友，是我的兄弟一样，亲人一样的。
And treat them like they're like his own brother or friend.
这样的一个那个爱哈，这个广阔的心哈，啊，很难得了。
And this is a very deep love from David.
啊，我们想想看，有时候今天哈。我们说，我们已经领受主耶稣这么恩典，甚至我们是已经都领受圣灵啊内住啊来赐给我们力量，这样的一个心，这样的一个行为，我们有时候都做不出来的。
And perhaps we thought we've been cleansed by the blood of God, and we received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and yet we don't have such heart.
不是主的福音没有功效，或者圣灵没有功效，不是。
So it's not because there's no effect in the blood of Jesus, or there's no power in the Holy Spirit.
如果我们做不出来，实际上问题是我们自己。
If we fail to do so, it is because we ourselves couldn't do it.
因为在旧约那个时代，大卫他本身，他那时候其实有关于基督的这个救恩，像圣灵这样的一个帮助者，对他来说根本没有的。
And so, in the Old Testament time, David did not have the comforter or the counselor living Holy Spirit in him.
但是他有一个心智，他要按照神的旨意来过日子。
But he was determined to live according to the will of God.
他要一生一生一生一世走在主的正路上。
And he wants to walk on the way of the Lord.
所以他尽他的努力要去把神的话做得完全。
And so he tried his best to do the best he can.
所以他现在对那个对他不好人，他把他当作朋友在祈求了。
So he prayed even for those who were not good to him.
那所以我们今天呢就没有理由说，我们今天有了主耶稣的救恩，那有圣灵的帮助，我们做不到。
And so we have no excuse because we were baptized and we also have the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
这就是主他所一直在告诉我们说，我们应该要有他的爱。
And so, Lord Jesus teaches us that we should have the love of Christ.
你看，今天在马太福音第六章，主耶稣他特别提到说，我们要学习他的爱，去爱仇敌啊。
In Matthew chapter 6, Lord Jesus said that we should love our enemies.
你看第43节。马太福音第五章的第四十三节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 43。
你们听见有话说，当爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌吗
？Matthew chapter 5 verse 43 says, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbors and hate your enemies.
第四十四节只是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为他逼迫你们祷告。
But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, and do good to those who hate you.And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you.
四十五节就说这样子就可以做你们天父的儿子了。
Verse 45 says, then you may be called the sons of your father in heaven.
这里主他特别提到说，他的个福音哦，是让我们更超越的。
And so the gospel of Jesus is to make us much much better.
如果我们只是爱那个爱我们的人，他说这样子有什么赏赐呢？跟那些税吏或是一些人有什么差别呢
？So if we only love those who love us, then what difference are we versus the Pharisees and the tax collectors?
主耶稣他对我们的期待其实就是这样子。
And so this is what God expects of us.
那这样的爱，我们需要跟主求。
And so we need to ask God to have this kind of love.
我们如果都能够真的依靠圣灵的帮助来实践真理 一点一滴的，我们可以让这个爱在教会里面啊，越来越多，越来越广，让众人都可以啊，浸在这个神的爱里面，是很幸福的。
Practice the truth according to the Holy Spirit, we will certainly manifest the love of God more abundantly in the church.
我们不会只是关心那个啊，我们周围的这群人而已的。
We will not only care for the small group of people that we already care about.
啊，甚至对我们不好人，我们也为他祷告了。
Even those are not so lovable, we will also love them and pray for them.
因为我们知道说，哎，为什么有人会有这样的一个好像很不正常的表现，其实是背后有一个属灵的力量在影响，所以这个人其实也是受害者，是魔鬼恶者的受害者。
And so perhaps we thought, why is this person behaving this way? But we must think that he is also a victim of something of the evil one, maybe is bothering him.
所以有时候人想要做的好做不出来，不想要做的坏一直做。那我们如果是这样，别人可能也是这样子啊。
And for Bible says that the good that we want to do, we cannot do. But the evil that we do not want to do, that we keep on doing. And that is the same for everyone.
那我们现在已经知道这个原因的时候，那我们就更应该要祷告。
And so we know that is the reason of our failure. Therefore, we should pray more.
所以我们要为教会祷告。
We have to pray for the church.
让教会弟兄姐妹每一个人都能够在神的带领底下，然后让那个魔鬼的工作影响越来越少。
And so that everyone could be guided by God, and then there's less influence by the work of the evil one.
让这个家庭里面都充满爱。
And then there is love in the family.
所以不会吵架。
So there'll be no arguments.
那大家会彼此相爱，互相服侍。
And the people will love one another and serve one another.
那到最后到教会里面，你就发现说，整个教会就充满了神的爱。
And
我们会觉得说，神就在这里。
And we will clearly see a love of God in the church, which proves the existence of God in the church.
大卫他就是这样子祷告。
And that was the prayer of David.
他求神能够来帮助他的。
So he asked God to help him.
他坚持这个对的事情，没有妥协。
That he strive for what is right without compromise.
他现在遇到困难，你看他跟主祈求，诉说。
He prayed to God for what he needs.
但是大卫是坚持住了，他没有失掉那个忍耐的心。
But he still remains steadfast and patiently waiting for the timing of God.
所以你看三十五篇的第十七节，看回来。
So if we turn back to Psalm 35, verse 17,
主啊，你看着不理要到几时呢？求你救我的灵魂脱离他们的残害，救我的性命脱离少壮狮子。
35, verse 17, there says, Lord, how long will you look on, rescue me from their destructions, my precious life from the lions?
要到几时呢？这个说明他当时候其实是一直撑着，就是说在等候神的。
He says, Lord, how long will you look on?
那神一定不会让他失望的啦。
And so God would not disappoint him.
但是这里我们就看到他的祷告，他的内涵，他一直求神哦。他说：“我一定最后要在这个大会当中来赞美你。”
But he continued to pray to God and says, "I will give thanks to you in the great assembly."
然后他求神说要显出他的公义来。
And to that God will manifest His righteousness.
所以第十九节以后呢，求你不容那个无理跟我为仇人向我夸耀，不容那无故恨我的人向我疾言。
Let not rejoice over me who are wrongfully my enemies, nor let them wink with the eye who hate me without a cause.
就是不容你不要容许他们这样做，继续这样子作恶了。
That is, do not allow them to do so.
好，因为他们不说和平话啊，他们用诡诈的言语害地上的安静人。
Because they use deceitful and wrongful words to hurt the peaceful people.
我们看到这个安静人很重要。
And so, people who are at peace is very important.
特别是当我们在遇到患难愁苦的时候，能够让心平静，成为做个安静人，这才是得力量的这个的关键。
So we have to be peaceful and be quiet in our heart. That's where we can gain strength.
那安静要回到主的面前来。
We quietly return back to the Lord.
以赛亚书三十章的第十五节哈。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15.
以赛亚书三十章的第十五节。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15.
主神以色列的圣者曾如此说：你们得救在乎归回安息，得力在乎平静安稳，你们竟之不肯。
Verse 15 it says that for thou says the Lord of God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved.In quietness and confidence shall be your strength.
我们要得力，要能够平静安稳。
So, if we want to have strength, we must do so in quietness and confidence.
在这个困境当中其实更需要祷告。
In times of tribulation, we should pray more.
因为有时候我们的心会静不下来。
Because our heart become uneasy.
那就会想很多。
Start thinking about many things.
我们会想到很多，万一怎么样，怎么办
？And we come up with a lot of what if scenarios.
然后我们就会想到用自己的方法去解决了。
And then we try to take care of these what ifs with many other solutions.
那结果可能我们就走在神的前面，我们就没有办法等候神的作为了。
And if that's the case, we may not be able to identify the will of God.
那我们看到说，要能够做一个安静人这不容易。
And it is not easy to be a quiet person.
就是有时候话可以不要说。
Sometimes we don't need to say things.
但是要把这些话都马上拿到主的面前跟主说就好。
And we need to say it to the Lord.
大卫他在这样的一个困难当中，他没有去做主别人没有。
And so David did not curse anyone.
他最后把这些他心里面的愁苦都带到主的面前来向主倾诉。
He brought all his misfortunes to the Lord.
然后他求神说：“求主，你不要闭口，你要一直看着我，不要远离我。”
So he asked God not to forsake him, continue to look after him.
你要醒过来啊！我们来看一下第三十五篇第二十二节。
Verse 22, Psalm 35.
主啊，你已经二十二节说你已经看见了，求你不要闭口，主啊，求你不要远离我。
Verse 22, it says that for this you have seen, O Lord, do not keep silence, and do not be far from me.
二十三节，我的神，我的主啊，求你奋心行起，探清我的事，赦免我的冤。
Stir up yourself and awake to my vindication, to my cause, my God and my Lord.
二是主我的神啊，求你按你的公义判断我，不容他们向我夸耀。
Vindicate me, O Lord my God, according to your righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me.
二十五，不容他们心里说啊，遂我们的心愿的，不容他们说我们已经把它吞了。
Let them not say in their hearts, Oh, so we would have it, or let them not say, We have swallowed them up.
一连串的不容他们，不容他们。
You say, let them not, let them not.
好，那这个就再让我们看到说，其实他对神是很有信心的。
And so David has strong faith in God.
他最后期待的是说，所有人都能够跟他有同样认识，要敬畏这位神。
And so he hoped that everyone would fear God like him.
我们看二十七节。
Please read verse 27.
愿那喜悦我冤屈得胜的欢呼快乐，愿他们常说：当尊主为大，主喜悦他的仆人平安。
Let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. Let them say continually, Let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant.
在这里我们看到了，就是大卫他的他对他自己的要求，那他一心里面都一直。期待主的名是被荣耀的。
And so David expects this of himself, and he also knows that the name of God will be glorified.
所以他说他的舌头要终日述说神的公义，他的作为。
And it says, my tongue shall speak of your righteousness and that of your praise all the day long.
他的整个生命其实也呈现出他自己所说的，我的心靠主快乐。
Indeed, his heart rely on God to receive joy.
他因着有神的救恩而满足了。
And he was content because of the salvation of God.
你看，今天我们在这样的一个这个世代里面哈，我们要持守纯正，我们要明白真理，也要靠圣灵帮助。
And so, in this evil ways of the Lord, we need God's help to uphold our integrity.
我们要能够向世人宣告说，主啊，有谁能够像你这样施行拯救？我们要先经历这样子神的作为，我们的话才会有力量的。
And so, we want to have such experience where we can say boldly that, "Oh God, who is like you?"
那我们就要把我们自己跟这个世界分别出来了。我们不能够去走世界上的路了。
Which means, we shall not walk on the way of the world.
我们来看一节经节，看彼得前书第四章。
Let's turn to First Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书第四章。
First Peter chapter 4.
第一节开始在讲主耶稣基督他这个在肉身受苦的经历。
And so, verse 1 talk about how Lord Jesus suffered us in the flesh.
也就是说，我们不要害怕说因为坚持真理受苦了。
Which means we should not be afraid of suffering for Christ.
我们要立定心志跟这个罪恶断绝。
Or that we shall make a determination to cut off.From evil and sin.
我们是被神分别出来的人啊。
For we are now a divine nation. We are separated from the people.
第二节说，你存这样的心哦，从今以后就可以不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意，在世度余下的光阴。
Verse 2 says that he no longer shall live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lust of men, but for the will of God.
好。那我们就不会去随从外邦人的心意行邪淫，去做这些得罪神的事。
And then we will not follow the examples of the Gentiles and perform all kinds of evil.
那第四节说，他们在这些事情见你们不与他们同奔那个放荡无度的路，就以为怪，会毁谤你们。
So in regard to these, they think it strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you.
但第五节，他们必在那将要审判活人死人的主面前交账的。
However, they will give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead.
让我们时时记住有一天我们要都跟主交账。
So let us remember that one day we shall give account back to God.
不管我们今天遇到了什么样的挑战，我们都能够坚持真理。
So whatever challenges that we face today, we can uphold the truth.
甚至能够像大卫说，至于我，在他们有病的时候，我为他们祷告。我们可以做的能够更超越的去得到主的喜欢呢。
And or we can even be like David, that we can even pray for our enemies when they're sick.
因为这不是我们能够，不是我们自己靠自己，而是神的帮助，让我们可以这样做。
Because we don't have the strength to do that. We need God to help us.
因为我们是有神的爱来带领引导的。
For we are guided by the love of God.
我们活在主的真理里面，我们活在主的爱中。
That we live in the truth and the love of God.
那我们可以跟世人宣告说，是的，我们的主。有谁像你这样子来拯救我们呢？
That we may proclaim to others that who is like you, O Lord.
一起来唱诗。
So let us sing hymn.
156首。
Number 100 and